I am Kathy Bossert, interviewer for the Burnaby Mountain Oral History Project. Today is Monday, November 16th, 2015. I am interviewing Ron Burton at the office of the Burnaby School Board. Ron, you were born in Burnaby, but you lived in East Vancouver?
I did, yes.
Okay. And when did you come to Burnaby, and what brought you here?
About 1982. And we bought a house in North Burnaby.
This was you and your wife and family?
Yes.
Okay.
Just wife at the time, no kids.
No kids. Oh, how many kids do you have now?
Two.
Two, okay. So what neighborhood did you move to first?
In North Burnaby, it's called Vancouver Heights, I believe is what they actually call it.
Okay, and then you moved to Forest Grove?
Yeah.
Around, when was that?
About 1988.
What do you like about living in Forest Grove?
Oh, I just like it. It's so well developed, and then they've left the trees up, and just beautiful all through there. In the summertime, you can't really see any of the townhouses, and it's close to Burnaby Mountain, of course.
Yes, so you have good access to the mountain.
Yeah.
And does your whole family use the mountain then?
Not so much. My daughter is traveling. My son has moved out of the area, mm-hmm. and my wife doesn't mountain bike anymore.
Oh, she doesn't.
No.
Oh, but she used to.
She used to, yes.
How has the neighborhood changed since you moved there?
I think there's been a lot more development, so a lot more people have moved into the area. But overall, I don't think it has changed a whole bunch. Forest Grove School is starting, it was about half full for a while, now it's starting to fill up again, more families.
Mm-hmm. Has the forest cover then changed as more people have moved in?
No, it hasn't. That's the nice thing about it. The forest has stayed the same, and there's lots of dogs and lots of kids, and it's lots of fun.
Oh, that's great. What schools did you attend when you were growing up?
I went to Hastings Elementary, and then for high school I went to Gladstone Secondary.
Okay, where is Gladstone Secondary?
It's at Nanaimo and 24th.
Oh, okay. What kind of recreational activities did you do when you were growing up?
I played hockey and I played lacrosse. That was primarily it. And then I got into hang gliding when I was about, 19.
Oh my goodness, now how did that happen?
I have a group of friends and we're all kind of, I wouldn't say crazy, but we like that kind of those kind of sports, and we all were skiing together at the time. And then the shop at 29th and Rupert opened up, and we drove by and we thought, wow, that looks like a sport for us. So we went in and took lessons, and then we were hang gliding for about 15 years.
Oh my. So when did you start mountain biking?
It would have been probably 1980, I think, is when I got my first mountain bike.
Okay.
And at the time, the North Shore wasn't even developed at all, and they had no shocks on the bikes. They were just rigid frames, and so it was right at the very beginning of it all.
And you did most of your riding over on the North Shore then?
The North Shore, Seymour, yeah.
When did you start riding on Burnaby Mountain?
When we moved here.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yes. And I remember myself and my friend Peter Preisel, we went across Gullardy and found a trail, and we kind of followed it, and then we were just having a great time. The trail just kind of petered out, and then there's nothing, there's just bushes. And so rather than push our bikes back up the hill, we just kind of fought our way through the bushes, and two of us started talking and thought, you know, we could build trails here. We could make this a really nice place to ride.
And did you?
We did. Illegally.
Yes, I was going to say. Oh, that's interesting. So you would just cut out the brush, and what else would you, how else?
We'd hack out the brush.
Yeah.
And what we found really interesting was at first there was just us, and then later on you could see more and more traffic coming, more and more people riding. And then we started running into people who were riding on there. And
so this would have been in the 1980s and 1990s?
Yes. There were trails on there that were already developed. I think Nicole's was already developed, and one that's called Dead Moped.
Okay. And any other trails?
Those were the only real ones I knew.
Yeah. I was just wondering how your parents and the community you grew up in teach you how you ought to behave with regard to the land and to the environment.
Not so much my father. My mother was quite a camper. And she enjoyed the wilderness and that, and so that really rubbed off on me.
So you went camping quite a bit as
we did,
as
yeah.
And so what kind of values would they have taught you then?
Well, my mother was always, you know, leave it as you found it. When you come, make sure everything that's, if you look as though you've never been there, you've done your job in terms of maintaining the property and that. And that's kind of the philosophy we adopted when we started making trails.
Oh, in what way?
We try to make them as the lowest impact as possible and the most sustainable. So not big wide trails, but narrow trails. They call them very flowing trails. And then we started, not at that point, but later on, we started using stones and making them like the Roman roads.
Oh. So that would protect the...
Stops erosion and
yeah.
Makes it sustainable for all groups, not just mountain bikers, but hikers as well.
Okay. I wonder if you could tell me a bit about your career. What kind of work did you start out doing?
I started out as a student down on the waterfront, and then I ended up working graveyard shifts and afternoon shifts to try and complete my university.
Where were you going to university?
At Simon Fraser.
Oh, and what kind of course? What courses?
I was taking economics.
Oh, okay.
And then after 2 years, my mother was killed, so I had to look after my brother and sister. So I wasn't able to maintain my university. Mm-hmm. And I worked full-time on the waterfront, and that kind of became my career.
Uh-huh. So what sparked your interest in running for election as a Burnaby School Trustee?
Well, I was involved in student politics, but also got involved in the NDP. It was actually when they first came to power in 1972. And I just got out of high school and went down. It was at the convention at the Vancouver Hyatt, I believe it was. And I went in there and signed up as a member and kind of never looked back.
And why were you interested in doing that?
I just thought if you can make any kind of impact to make the world a better world, you know, do your best to do it.
Uh-huh. Okay. So now, actually, what year did you run for Burnaby School Trustee?
1987.
And what positions have you held on the school board?
Virtually all of them, the chair, the vice chair. I'm currently the chair.
Okay, you're currently the chair. What keeps you interested in the work you do for the school board?
I think the challenges of budgeting and looking to improve education to make sure that every child is developed to the full. Mm-hmm. I think it's very, very important, and I think Karen Burney were doing a very good job.
Uh-huh. I was going to ask, when you think back over your career with the school board, what are some of your most significant accomplishments?
I think when we built Burnaby South School, which at the time was the most advanced school in the world, was featured at a symposium in Paris at one point. And so I thought that was pretty neat. And then we built a theater there as well, which wasn't supported by the provincial government, but we borrowed $2 million to complete the theater. And that was very risky, but it turned out to be just great for the community.
In what ways?
Well, it's utilized so much. Not just by the schools, but by the community itself. There's all kinds of community groups that use it, dance theaters.
Oh, that sounds great.